You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. Tonight we have so many prophetic words speaking specifically about America, about President Trump, and things that God's going to do. As a matter of fact, let's just start off with a prophetic word from Jeremiah Johnson, as God is going to be dealing with three principalities: Moloch, radical feminism, not feminism, but radical feminism, and abortion. Let's go there now.
You know, Sid, I had a dream at the beginning of 2019 where I was escorted into the White House. And as I walked into the White House, I realized that I had had an appointment with Donald Trump. I walked into his office, and when I walked into his office, he was staring in the mirror. And it really shook me, because who looked back at him was Abraham Lincoln. And as I recognized this, Donald Trump went and sat back behind his desk, and I said, "Donald, I'm here to reveal to you the principalities that you're facing in America that must be torn down." And there was a large window behind him, and I ripped back the curtain, and there were three large principalities on the White House lawn, standing about 40 feet tall. The first principality was the principality of racism. God said, "It is an ancient evil in America that must be torn down." The next principality was called radical feminism. It was a woman with horns coming out of her head. The third principality was the god of Molech. It is the shedding of innocent blood, the feeding of the... And the Lord said to me, all three of these principalities are interconnected. There's a connection between abortion, how we are placing Planned Parenthoods strategically in African American demographics and neighborhoods. I believe to support Planned Parenthood is to support racism. Then we have this whole...
By the way, I don't know if you've studied the history of Planned Parenthood, but it was developed by a woman by the name of Sanger because she didn't want the African-American community to be large.
That's right. She
founded... most people don't know this.
She founded what was called the Negro Project, which God has called me to expose. So I came out of this dream with these three principalities.
Dinesh D'Souza had a movie, His Death of a Nation. He talked specifically about the root of racism, that it comes from the Democratic Party. He shows it all the way, you know, through its history and that the narrative. And it's like, if you really study it, you find, I was like, my goodness, these people who are claiming not to be racist, they're actually the party of racism. They're the ones that have the historical, all the evil aspects is going on. Some of the things I think that Dinesh D'Souza proclaims, that not even one Republican ever in the history of the Republican Party ever had one slave. Think about it. The Republican Party is the party of Abraham Lincoln. Think about that. I saw the Oval Office where President Trump has, you know, Abraham Lincoln up on the wall, the picture of him, so you can see him all the time. Dinesh D'Souza's movie had literally half Lincoln and half Trump on the face. I mean, God's just speaking. We have to really look at the facts. You know, that Jeremiah Johnson talks about he was escorted in the White House. You know, I had the same encounter. I was escorted in the White House by actually President Obama. He carried me to the White House. It was a very nice encounter. When I walked in, the Lord showed me that President Donald Trump, this is October 2016, would be the next president. He showed me that President Trump was shocked, and he's like, okay, we won this thing. It was a God shift that actually happened. He also showed me that God's people would be getting the White House back. But now it's time for the nation to be gotten back in the hands of God, in the hands of God's plan for this nation. And so powerful to be able to believe that. You hear us pray every program, at least the most of every program for years, we've been ending it. Dear God, end abortion. That's dealing with Moloch, the sacrifices of children of Moloch. Send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. So racism, radical feminism, not feminism, but radical feminism, and dealing with abortion, ending it. It's going to end. God has just got a core choir now of prophets that are declaring and agreeing with, it's going to end. And we end innocent bloodshed, because innocent bloodshed has to be dealt with. It cries out. Even Abel's blood cries out to this day. You cannot kill an innocent person and that blood not cry out. It has to be dealt with. And what we want to do, we want to be able to repent.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.